Not too long ago, 15 acres of land on the corner of Central and Camelback sat empty. It was just another vacant lot in Central Phoenix covered in dusty gravel and overgrown weeds.
But in 2011, Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton struck a deal between the land's owner and a local nonprofit called Keep Phoenix Beautiful to transform the space.
The owner of the land, Barron Collier Companies, gave them the lease on the vacant land for $1 a year, and they turned it into a large-scale community garden called Phoenix Renews. The project has been a big success. They work with several Valley organizations like the International Refugee Committee or the IRC to create community programs around the gardens, and they hosted the Clinton Foundation's 9th Annual Day of Action in 2014.
But now the garden is being shut down without much notice, and according to Tom Waldeck, president of Keep Phoenix Beautiful, the land used to be the site of the original Indian school and was owned by the federal government. Barron Collier acquired the land but then defaulted on payments to an education fund for Native Americans that had been required as part of the deal.
And the land's been caught up in a lawsuit just about ever since, and that lawsuit is finally close to a settlement, and that means the land goes back to the federal government on February 15th. So I went out to Phoenix Renews this weekend to find out more about all of this. I met Susan Levy there. She works for Native Health, a nonprofit that aims to provide health care for urban American Indians. They've been involved in the project since the beginning, and she showed me around the 28 garden beds that their program runs.
So these are our wellness warriors, have three beds, and so we've got our families, our Native American families with kids that are 9 to 12, they actually have come out here and they've been harvesting all of this. And the kids like to see their faces, that they actually like picked the broccoli this week and the kale, and we're teaching them how to make kale. So if you taste this, it's so much better than anything that grows at a grocery store. It's so much sweeter.
Mm.
And then there's tomatoes. I mean, is that pretty awesome?
That's really good.
Yeah. And then kale, and the kids have been coming out and harvesting, so these three beds, they come out here with their bags after school, and they harvest, and they eat it, and we cook with them. We had a Native American traditional chef come out and do a cooking class, and do the three sisters, so we did some corned beans and squash out in this area with the stuff that we harvested in the traditional garden. So it's just, it's an awesome program, and we just want it to stay as long as it can and until they're ready to do something with the property.
Now, this project was always meant to be temporary, but they didn't expect it to come to such an abrupt end. Mary Stanton has sent two letters to the Department of the Interior requesting that they renegotiate to allow the garden to stay, but they haven't gotten any response. And Waldeck says Senator John McCain and Representative Sinema and Gallego have also reached out and gotten nowhere. So when I went out there, I asked Waldeck and Levy to show me around and tell me some of their favorite stories about the place.
Our garden beds along here, along Central, were our original garden beds. And when we first built these, I'm from Chicago. What do I know? What do I know about gophers? So gophers love the root systems of palm trees. So you'd be standing here and all of a sudden you'd see a head of lettuce just go whoop. So all these garden beds had to be dug up, screening put down in the bottom of them, and then replanted. But I mean, look at them, they're beautiful.
These are beautiful. So who plants these? Are these each are all, a family?
These,
or?
These are all individuals. We've got people that live across the street here that that garden these. We've got people from the neighborhood. We've got some addiction recovery groups that are out here getting their hands dirty and keeping their minds off of getting back on drugs again.
So anybody can come and just say, can I plant a garden here?
We have 150 garden beds and we have a wait list. But as you can see, there's not one of these garden beds that is not spoken for.
Yeah.
We've got one down here that was is one of our neighbors from across the street that's one of our original gardeners. He changes these things with the seasons, and it's beautiful.
The scarecrow here?
The scarecrow. So it does have kind of a winter theme, which is kind of weird because it's 80 degrees outside today, but still. But I mean, look what he's grown in here. He's heartbroken. We have to leave. But, you know, we are trying everything we can to stay.
But this isn't just these small, you know, come in and plant whatever you want in this small garden. This is, you have large operations out here.
The operation here just south of us is the Mana House, which is the Marines, Army, Navy, and Air Force. It's the transitional living center for veterans coming out of homelessness.
Wow.
They are growing on about an acre of property here, food for their table. That's going to go away.
And then on the other side is the IRCs?
The IRC is on the north end, the 2.5 acres. About 80 refugee families that they're supporting that have come over here. It's a program called the New Roots Program that that kind of indoctrinates them into the American culture. They encourage them to sell their produce at a farmer's market, so they're dealing one-on-one with people, speaking English, learning the monetary system, and earning a living.
Right.
And it's gone.
And what kind of, I guess, what are your hopes? That you're trying everything you can do to stay. What does that mean?
All we need right now is a letter from the Department of Interior, from the federal government, saying it's okay to stay while we work out a new agreement with the new administration.
And one last thing for you, Susan. What did you tell people who were involved in these projects here with Native Health and had just come out and harvested?
So we just notified our gardeners yesterday. These are our garden beds, so we've got the 28 garden beds here. We actually have our spring planting date scheduled for February 18th, and all of our families are coming, so we're hoping we get something this week that says we can stay and we can move ahead. Those are our sandbags ready to go back out and plant.
If you do have to leave, what does that mean to you?
It's pretty heartbreaking.
There's a lot of sweat equity in this place by Susan and her team, by the International Rescue Committee, and our 150 community gardeners that are puzzled by all this, and we're trying to give as best an explanation as we can, and it's a very frustrating thing to go through, and we don't have all the answers.
And just like our garden, and I know Tom's, the other gardeners here, we've had national praise for the gardens and for what we've been doing with families and for the community. I mean, it affects a tremendous amount of people.
And we're so very proud of this project, and it's just so sad to see it go.
That was Tom Waldeck, president of Keep Phoenix Beautiful, with Susan Levy at Native Health. And they were at Phoenix Renews, the community garden at Central and Indian School Road that's being shut down on February 15th. We also reached out to the Department of the Interior and the property's owners, Barry and Collier, about this. Barry and Collier got back to us, and they declined to comment.